Okay, Sifei, which is the top of the page, teaches us the following. Although, we have learned in the previous shiur that it is permitted to use the area underneath the beam, underneath the keira. It is permitted to use the area underneath it. Remember, there was a discussion in Sif Dalet as to whether the area underneath the keira, is that an area which is permitted to carry, or is it an area that is not permitted to carry? I know it's not a large area, but still, we want to be clear. Does the keira, right underneath the keira, is it permitted to carry or not? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, Avolpi, although we learned earlier that it is indeed permitted to carry underneath the keira, nevertheless, lo yeshev, Adam, a person should not sit b'roish ha-mavui at the entrance of the mavui, v'cheifetz b'yodo, and he should have something in his hand. Shema, perhaps, yiskalgel ha-cheifetz, this item may fall out of his hand and roll over midal yoshus rabbi from his hand to the public domain, which is right outside. So something may end up, you know, something might end up slipping from his hand, and it's going to be just right beyond the Koran, therefore in the public domain. For Yaveinu Elov, we are concerned, perhaps going to bring it back to him. Kivin Shein Heker Bein Roshus Rabim, since there is no genuine, massive recognition between him and the Roshus Rabim. There's no great Heker from the... You don't exactly know, there's no doors or gates or anything, all there is the Koran. So if something falls out of his hand, we're concerned. Don't hold something in your hand yet, because if it does fall out of your hand, it's going to go into the public domain, and you might perhaps be tempted to take it back to your hands. And that's also. So therefore, it's not a great idea to do anything underneath the Koran. Avol, but al pesach ha-chotza mutter. But if you are just outside the chotza, if you're underneath the chotza, I should say, by the entrance of the chotza mutter, that's permitted. Ben pasuch l'ushiz rabim, whether it is open to l'ushiz rabim, ben pasuch l'kamles, or whether it's open to a kamles, yesh b'ikera, because that has a heker. So we're distinguishing between an entrance to a chotza, an entrance to a mavui. So on by chotza, we're learning that by chotza it's mutter, because there is a heker. Now the Mishnah in Sifkoton Chof Tes tells us the following. Sifkoton Chof Tes tachas a koira. V'adin shalo yeshev etzal lechi, makes no difference as to whether you're by the lechi or by the koira. Either way, you're not allowed to stand underneath it. Now Rabbi Isai, an interesting question. Does that mean lemaisa halach lemaisa if you're underneath a what happens if there's a Tzuras HaPesach? Okay, that's really relevant, Shaila. Imagine you're just right by the Tzuras HaPesach. You've got an area. There's a Chotza or a Movi, whatever it may be. And there is a Tzuras HaPesach, so the Erev string, which is right underneath it. And you want to know as to whether you're allowed to hold something in your hand which may fall out. What could be a good example? Allowed to hold your hat. Yes, of course, within the area, you're allowed to carry around holding your hat because it's permitted to carry. But now I want to ask, just by the Tzuras HaPesach, are we saying you are allowed or not allowed to carry your hat? Or perhaps, so what could be another example? You know what? You're walking out with the Mishnah Berurah. You know, is it permitted or not? Just by the Tzuras HaPesach. Or are we perhaps concerned, like this concern of here, they were learning that don't stand right underneath the keira, because if something falls out, you're not going to remember. You're going to pull something back to yourself. Mutter also. Why?
Because it's just the door. It's the door.
Good. So the Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Ve'efsher, it could be the k'sheyesh b'tzuras ha-pesach, shori, to make a keira. For a slightly different reason to what you're saying, but halachically, indeed, as you are saying, that there is a Tzuras HaPesach, it is permitted. Because the people will not be tempted, if something falls out of hand, he won't just put it back to himself. He's going to realize, oh, hold on a sec, I'll recognize the Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore he's not going to be carrying to itself. However, Mishnah Berurah does continue and says, if you're talking about our contemporary Tzuras HaPesach, Shigvoya Moed, which is very high, Pevada also, that's certainly forbidden. Because that's really not recognizable already. So, Haboisai, if you are standing by Tzuras HaPesach, yes, in principle, you're allowed to carry if you're within the area, but if the Tzuras HaPesach is very high, remote, and slightly distant, and it's not something that is visible and you can clearly see, the halacha is you may not carry right there, because perhaps it will fall out of your hand, and you're not going to chap, you're going to forget, and you're going to end up carrying from outside the towards the Pesach to inside. That is what the Mishneh Berurah paskens, and we're ready for Zivov. No Shema Yoish Vezal Pesach Amovui. Mamash is straight on continuation from Zivov. What happens if these women Hayoish Vois Al Pesach Amovui? They are standing by the, they are sitting by the entrance of the Amovui. Vechadein Beyodon, and they've got barrels in their hands. Now we learned a minute ago that you may not really, you know, you may not really stand by the entrance of the Amovui with barrels in your hands. Why not? Because what might happen? What might happen? These women are standing there with the barrels in their hands, in their hands. Why are they not allowed? They're not really allowed to. Why not? Because it's going to roll off their hand, and they might be tempted to bring it back to the Rosh Hashanah, to where they are standing. That's also. So now, generally speaking, if somebody's not allowed to do something, and he does it, what are you meant to do? Generally, somebody does something he's not allowed to do, what are you meant to do? If you see somebody doing an aver, what are you meant to do? Take a stick.
Sorry?
Bring a stick.
Oh, I'll hit
them. Yeah, or maybe not hit them, but tell them off. Yeah, you meant to stop. Zalach, you meant to stop somebody who does an issa. So now, we would have assumed. Oh, very good. You're right. You are right. Otherwise, we say, if they're not going to listen to you, then you're right. This is correct. But we're talking, assuming that people will listen to you. If you are speaking in an authoritative tone, they will, of course, listen to you. Now, you would have assumed, therefore, that the ladies that are standing over there, and they've got kadeim, they've got, they're holding, I don't know why they're standing there, punked over there, they have to stand, for kadeim beyedem, and they've got these, kadim in their, vessels in their hands. You don't know why they punked there to stand over there, but that's what they did. They probably had the shmooze over there, had these kadim in their hand, and had a little shmooze there. And so you see them doing it. They're not really meant to be standing there. So you'd have assumed normally you go up to them, you tell them, get out of here, step a bit back, and you're allowed to shmooze there, but don't dafke stand over here. He might roll off and you might end up carrying. Should have assumed that's what you have to do. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us Yesoid. It's Mamash Shas Yesoid. Noshim Hayoishvois al Pesach HaMovui. Women are sitting by the entrance of the Movui. V'chadeim beyodon, and they're holding it in their hands. Ein memachin beyodon. You will not protest and do not tell them off, but let them stand the way they do. As we say in plain English, live and let live. Leave them alone. Why? Kaven, the Midrash Rabbanon, since they're only transgressing a Issad Rabbanon, Mutov, it is better, Shushogigoyz, it is better they are Shogig, to do this transgression in a Shogig, in an unintended way, Voloy Mezidoyz, and don't tell them off, because if you tell them off, they'll do it intentionally. So what we're learning over here is as follows. We're talking about an Issa Drabonon. To stand there, what these women are doing, and they're standing by the entrance of the Mavui, and they're holding items which are likely to roll off, and they're not really meant to be standing there. It's also in the Drabonon to stand there. So normally you would have assumed, tell them, go inside, you're not allowed to stand over here. That's what they've assumed. Anybody who does an Issa Drabonon, you'd have told them, go inside, don't stand over here. Here we're learning, no, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Why? Because this is only an Issa Drabonon. It is an Issa Drabonon, because now Chachamim said you're not allowed to stand on in the area. So it's an Issa Drabonon. True, it's only a siog. You're right. It's only otu. It's going to fall out. But still it's an Issa Drabonon. Chachamim said you're not allowed to categorically stand there. Whatever happens. It is an Issa Drabonon. But since it's an Issa Drabonon, and it's not an Issa Drabonon, Chachamim said that, no, because they're not going to listen to you. All they're going to do is they're going to say, thank you very much, and leave me alone. Since they're not going to listen to you. So now before that, they only did an Issa Shoigeg. It was unintentional. Now you've told them, it becomes an Issa Mezit. They're doing it by Mezit, intentionally. So all you've done is you've messed them up even further. Before they did it by Shoigeg, now they're doing it by Mezit. So better leave them alone. It's a Drabonon. And if it's the Raisa, then it doesn't matter. Then you have to tell them. Because the Mishnah was going to tell us, we always assume that the Raisa people are aware of the Raisas, and therefore it's always going to be it's always amazing.
So if it's from Shusarabim.
Mishnah Berurah. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. How much Mishnah Berurah speaks about it?
Can I ask two questions?
Yeah.
Number one, is that Lavdafka that it's Nashim?
Presumably. Yeah, same thing. Nashim. It's just that was the common practice. That was more common. The women used to do it.
And number two, Yom Kippur.
Very good. Mishnah Berurah speaks about that. Mishnah Berurah's question. So Mishnah Berurah now says as follows. Let me see what Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan. Lamed. Dimid Rabbonu. Vafilu midi di reise. If it's a Torah transgression. Hiyar dinon yishmulanu. If we know they're not going to listen. That's what you're talking about. What if I know clearly they're not going to listen to me? That's your question. What if I know they're not going to listen to me? So Ein Loim Elohim. Do not speak to them. Unless it's something which is explicit in the Torah, has discussed explicitly in Siman Tov Resh Ches. Rabbi said, let's get this clear. The Mishnah Berurah tells us when it comes to this Issa D'Oraisa, the halacha is you should tell them. You should, if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, you should tell them. But if you assume they're going to listen to you. If they're not going to listen to you, better off being quiet. But the only exception is something which is explicit in the Torah. Explicit in the Torah, then you should tell them either way. So we've got the following halachas. If it's a drabonon, don't tell them. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. If it's a drabonon, don't tell them. That's Shulchan Aruch. If it's a deraisa, do tell them. Unless you think they're not going to listen to you. If they're not going to listen to you, again, the halacha is, don't tell them. But if it is something which is explicit in the Torah, that's something already you have to. If it's explicit in the Torah, mamash explicit over mefurish, something there can't be any misunderstandings, then you should tell them anyway. Let's apply this with some examples. If you see somebody in a restaurant, if you see somebody that you know is eating in a goyshe restaurant, he's having a coffee. He's drinking a coffee in a non-Jewish place. Coffee with milk.
It's a difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
With or without.
Probably with. Yeah. Let's talk about with milk. You see him. You walk past the thing, and you see him. Oh, you know him, and you know he's drinking a. What would you do then? Do you have to tell him? Not tell him. Tell him, you here, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Is that the way to do it or not? What would you say?
Let's talk about nowadays. People just ignore you.
People will ignore you. Okay, so the halacha is, if you know I'm not going to listen to you, you're better off not saying anything. You're much better off not saying anything. Don't ruin your relationship with him, right? But what if it's an Issa D'Oraisa? What if he's eating teifa meat? If he's eating absolutely teifa meat? And you know that this is Teif, and he knows, what would you do then?
Same thing.
If you know he's not going to listen to you, you better not.
Okay.
What if it's something which is, would at any time, would you feel that it's the right thing?
He's eating Teif on Yom Kippur.
Exactly. Yeah, would you then be tempted to tell him something?
Dafkanot,
it's too far. He's not got no point.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone, it's finished. That's it. Okay, so I hear what you're saying, that there is probably many cases, it's not appropriate, and Allah is, k'shem she mitzvah lo'yim adu v'anishma, the Chazal tell us, just as it's a mitzvah to say something that people will listen to you, kach mitzvah lo'yim adu v'shaloynishma, so it's also a mitzvah, don't speak if you know that you're wasting your time. It's true, if you feel that your comment will not be appreciated, and all it will do, it will put oil in the fire, and he will just get more angry and more intimidated and it's not going to cause any, it's just going to cause further friction, then do not say anything. But do not underestimate yourself. Because I've actually experienced it myself once, that don't underestimate. At times, a nicely said comment is appropriate. Because people do look up to you.
When did you see somebody in the restaurant who you don't know, but he's Jewish, and you see them eating maybe a salad in the restaurant?
Right, and you might think that he might just know that it's, he might just not chap that it's
from the,
yeah, so this is the problem, it's a deraisa, and it's shogig, I would probably. Yeah.
Going to the restaurant.
I mean, don't be rude. But if you genuinely feel that it might be a case that he just doesn't know that it's wrong, he just simply doesn't know. He thinks that it's okay. Really?
Pushing
one. Okay, so what? Let's think this through. So this is definitely shogeg, because they think that they are in the Eyov. And is it the Raisa? Carrying?
It's a carpet, isn't it?
It's a carpet, but it's a carmel. Yeah, is it the Raisa carrying there, or is it the Abonon?
Definitely not.
It's probably, you don't have Shishim Riboy there. It's probably, it probably isn't Issa Darbonon, and pushing a bug is anywhere Darbonon.
Once you're already in the park, telling them
because
it's going to be a problem because they can't take their child out again.
Yeah.
Better they should take the child out again.
Chayno says, Atzmo, if it's a child that can carry himself, it's a Darbonon. So, question is, what do you think, that it's a Darbonon, but will he listen to you? Shogeg Darbonon will listen to you?
From a couple, I've told them.
Say, come outside, I want to tell you something outside. Come outside.
Yes, I, not knowing how the shams that well, said you should push, stop.
Less than Dalamas. Why do you think that's wrong? Perhaps that's a good idea.
The mother and the father together.
But the two. What do you think, looking at it, what do you think is the best option, Taka? I'm serious, I'd probably call them out of there before I tell them.
Ask him going to push it out for them.
Yeah, if you can. That's for sure, Mutter. Yeah. Okay, but I think what we have to take from this Shulchan Aruch is definitely that it's not, we have to remember we have an obligation to see to other people's Isurim, kind of, and we have to make sure that if we see somebody doing something wrong, we have to. Yes, at times we say Mutav Shoshogim. If we know that we are wasting our time, then just don't tell them. It's better they are doing it by mistake than on purpose. So sometimes it's better. But otherwise, if it's a mefusha issa, you should go ahead and tell them. Sif zayin mavui shenit lo kiroisav lechayu b'shabbos. Very interesting one as well. What's the loch if the mavui, you have a mavui that it's beam or it's lechayayu, it's lechi on the side, came down on Shabbos. What would you say then? Her koyre came down on Shabbos, or the lechi came down on Shabbos. Are you allowed to continue carrying that? Yes or no? Lechi or koyre fell down because of the wind on Shabbos morning. Afal pi shehut lemiktzah Shabbos, although this area was permitted to carry with some parts of Shabbos, also misham ve'elech, that does not mean that you can carry for the rest of Shabbos too. No, it is also from now on, from the second he came down, you must stop carrying in that area. Bein pesuch l'rushes rabbi, whether it is mavui opened to rushes rabbi, bein pesuch l'kamis, whether it was open to the kamelis. It's, you know, just because he was muta, it doesn't mean that it's muta now. It's also now, so finish, that's it. That's only if it's mamashe, an unsurrounded area. But if you're talking about a city which is surrounded by walls, then it's permitted. Some hold that if it's an ear which is mukefes choyma, if it's a city that is surrounded by a wall, then it's permitted. That's what it says. Yesh Misho Emes says, yes, you can pass on that. So, if there is a wall around the city, and Lech Yokor came down, you can still continue carrying there. This is obviously looking at the Lech Yokor, which was solid enough and firm enough, which was in principle strong enough to hold. They was be able to stand the whole Shabbos. Shabbos. But if it was anyway so weak and vulnerable that it was anyway going to come down on Shabbos, then it's not good enough. It's going to be also to carry once it came down. But if it's a suffix as to whether he was able to withstand regular wind or not, and he was able to, then as you're allowed to be makel and carry the rest of Shabbos. So we're differentiating. So if there was a wall around it and the lechukoy came down, it's fine, you can carry the rest of Shabbos. But if it's not, there was no wall around it, Handelecha Koi came down, then it's also from the minute he came down. Additionally, we're learning that it must be that Be'etzem, in theory, should have been able to stand for Shabbos, and it's not vulnerable, it wasn't a very vulnerable one. And let's just finish off the Seif, we see Ches, which is not really relevant to this Simon, it's really more for the next Simon. What's if the Mavui, there was a Mavui that was, had a Shittuf Mavos, so there's a Mavui which had a Shittuf, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the Shittuf. Finish Purakor and the Kor came down. That Chotzer, which the Eruv was in it, and the Chatzeros, which were leading into the Mavui, Mutoros, you're allowed to carry there. But all the Chatzeros, which are not leading to the Chotzer, Hasuris, they'll be also to carry in that, in those areas. But again, Rabbi said, the Sifches will be discussed in greater detail in later Simon. Okay, so we'd cover this evening, Rabbi said, let's just summarize. We learned that although under the Koira and next to the Lechi, you're allowed really to carry. B'chomim made a gzeira that under the Koira, next to the Lechi, you're not allowed to really carry because of rabbinical restriction that perhaps something will drop off your hands and you're going to end up bringing it back and therefore you're going to be awesome. Therefore, B'chomim made an Issa Drabonon, you may not carry under the Koira and Lechi. But we learned that if you see women doing that, or as you said, it doesn't have to be women, if you see anybody doing that, don't protest, leave them alone, because mutav sheshoygois v'loy mezidois, and it's only a sedarbonon, therefore better leave them alone. Now with regards to a mavui, which lechi kari came down, we're saying that you're not allowed to carry, from the second they came down, you're not allowed to carry. However, if there's a surrounding wall, then you can carry until the rest of Shabbos. Then it's permitted for the rest of Shabbos too. Fine, these are the halachos of Simon Shin Samech Vav. Hey, and we shall continue, Meitz Hashem, tomorrow, Simon Shin Samech Vav.